right, next song is probably one of all of our favorites.
Yeah, well, it's certainly.
Yep. It's kind of what gave us the idea to go in the studio in the first place.
It was mm-hmm. one of the earliest.
We had My Bones.
Yes.
And we thought we really liked My Bones.
Yes.
We didn't realize My Bones would be...
Such a production
of recording. We recorded a really big drum thing.
Yeah.
So if you hear the... Sometime in the future, if the tracks get released, and if John illegally sends out the tracks and we stop talking to him, the drum track itself is huge. It's this huge
so
drum
many
track.
Layers.
We
just started with just drums. And so it was like, well, there's nothing else. So the drums have to be bigger. And I was like, well, you know, we could probably play something else on this too.
Incredibly huge drum track.
And by the time we get to the guitar, we're just like,
Where do we put the guitar now?
So it brought in this problem, which was you have this great drum track, which we all listened to at nauseam, going like, this is great.
Just by itself going, this is awesome.
Right. This is
going
to be killer.
With all the scratches on it, which were cool.
But they're scratches.
Should be replaced.
Yes.
You know, we played the song together. We have the scratches of the instruments. Jamie's drums are finished. And then it's like, oh, well, we'll replace the instruments with better recording, whatever we say. And I played maybe 9,000 different things.
Yep.
Use the scratch.
Yeah.
Which is actually very similar to, like, that happens a lot.
That
like, Take
a lot
Me
too.
Down,
a lot.
Which is another big song of ours, is Taylor's first time she ever sang the song. She just kind of wrote it in the parking lot and sang the scratch vocal.
I'm not even singing into the nice microphone.
No, you're singing in like the control room into what I'm talking to right now. Which is not a bad microphone.
Well, no, but it's not my normal microphone.
It's not your normal microphone. So then it,
couldn't beat it.
So then let's see, there's a bunch of tons of layering and drum tracks, and that's a very heavy song, topic wise. And we had it for a long time. I think we had the bones of it,
pun not intended, or
at the end of Who You Selling For. But then it all came together in the verses and the bridge in particular.
The bridge, yeah.
A lot of people say that was a throat to sweet things, and like, I didn't even
know. It wasn't until people started saying
and
that.
I'm like,
I guess it kind of.
It's the same guy writing the same stuff. But on this song, in the bridge, is the. What's the spinny speaker called?
The Leslie. Oh, that's the vocals through the Leslie too, right?
And the vocal. Yeah. No, that's.
We're just editing all of this.
No,
out.
No, don't edit all that. I like it.
Doesn't remember.
There were though. There was a version where
I remember putting vocals through the Leslie on this. We may not have used it, but
my bones?
I definitely didn't use it. I don't remember that on My Bones. There's lots of
the Follow Me's.
Sure. We're talking about the lead vocal.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's lots of things through Leslie in the song. Mm-hmm. There's the guitars in the front. There's the vocals in the right before the choruses. I think have Leslie on them. Mm-hmm. Where you say its roots are still growing, but it died long ago. So I think there's a Leslie somewhere there, but maybe not. And but Leslie's all over the place, flying all over the song.
Yeah.
Which we would then, I mean, just throw anything through Leslie. It sounds good.
It does.
I think Leslie blew a bunch of times, right? Like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Blowing up gear.
That's how you know you did it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is My Bones. But probably one of our more favorite tracks. Am I agreeing with that?
Yeah, they're all favorites, but I think that's fun to play.
It's a tough one to record. They're all hard to record.